Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 11th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to become complete because you have to return home and then go to the pure world. Question. What is the way to become completely pure? Answer. In order to become completely pure, you have to become a beggar. Forget all your relationships, including your body, and remember me, for only then will you become pure. Whatever you now see with those eyes is all to be destroyed. That is why you have to forget your wealth and possessions, etc., and become a beggar. Only such beggars become princes. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. You children understand very well that all souls are pure in the beginning. We were pure. It is said of souls, pure and impure. When a soul is pure, he has happiness. It enters your intellects that when you become pure, you will become the masters of the pure world. You are making effort for that. The pure world existed 5,000 years ago, and you were pure in that world for half the cycle. Then the other half cycle remained. No one else can understand these things. You know that pure and impure, happiness and sorrow, day and night, each exists for half a cycle. Those who are good and sensible and who have done a lot of devotion will understand very well. The Father says, sweet children, you were pure. Only you existed in the new world. All the rest were in the land of peace. First of all, we were pure, and there were very few of us, and the human world then continued to expand number-wise. Who is explaining to you, sweet children? The Father. The Father, the Supreme Soul, is explaining to you souls. This is called the Confluence Age. This is called the Kumbh, Confluence. People have forgotten this Confluence Age. Baba has explained that there are four ages and that this fifth age is the Small Confluence Age, the Leap Age, which has a short duration. The Father says, I enter this one in his stage of retirement at the end of the last of his many births. You children have this guarantee. The Father entered this one and also related his biography. The Father says, I only speak to souls. The part of each soul is performed together with his body. It is called a living being, embodied, a pure living being and an impure living being. It is in the intellects of you children that there are very few deities in the Golden Age. Then you would say of yourselves, we living beings who were pure in the Golden Age became impure while after taking 84 births. This cycle continues to turn from pure to impure and impure to pure. You remember that purifier father. So Baba only comes once every 5,000 years and establishes heaven. God is one, and he would surely make the old world new. Then, who makes the new world old? Ravan, because it is Ravan who makes you body conscious. An enemy is burnt, a friend would not be burnt. The friend of all is the one Father who grants everyone salvation. Everyone remembers him, because he is the one who gives everyone happiness. So there must surely also be someone who causes sorrow. That is Ravan, the five vices. For half a cycle it is the kingdom of Rama, and for half a cycle it is the kingdom of Ravan. People draw a swastika. The father explains the meaning of that. They are all equal quarters. One cannot be even slightly bigger or smaller. This drama is very accurate. Some people, because they are very unhappy, think that they should come out of this drama, that it would be better to merge into the Brahm element, or merge into the element of light. However, no one can go there. Just look at the thoughts they have. On the path of devotion, they make different types of effort. When a sannyasi leaves his body, it would not be said that he has gone to heaven or paradise. It would be said of householders, so-and-so has gone to heaven. Souls remember heaven. You remember it the most. You know the history and geography of both. No one else knows it. You too did not know. The father comes and explains all the secrets to you children. This is the human world tree. The tree would definitely also have the seed. The father alone explains how the pure world becomes impure. I then come and make it pure. The pure world is called heaven. Heaven is now in the past and it will definitely repeat. This is why it is said, the history of the world repeats. That is, the world becomes new from old and old from new. For it to repeat means that this is a drama, film. The word drama is very good. It seems right. The cycle continues to turn identically. A play cannot be said to be identical. When someone falls ill, he takes sick leave. It is in the intellects of you children. We were worthy of worship deities, and then we became worshippers. The Father comes and shows you the way to become pure from impure. He also told you this 5,000 years ago. He simply says, children, remember me. First of all, the Father makes you soul conscious. First of all, he teaches you the lesson. Children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. I remind you so much and yet you forget. You will continue to forget until the end of the drama. At the end, when it is time for destruction, your study will come to an end and you will then shed your bodies, just as a snake sheds its old skin. The Father also says, whether you are sitting or walking or moving around, remain soul conscious. Previously you had body consciousness. The Father says, now become soul conscious. When you become body conscious, the five vices catch hold of you. When you become soul conscious, none of the vices can catch hold of you. You have to become soul conscious and remember the Father with a lot of love. Only at this confluence age do souls receive love from the Father, the Supreme Soul. This is called the benevolent confluence age, when the Father meets the children. Each of you souls is in a body. The Father also enters a body and enables you to have the faith that you are souls. The Father only comes once when he has to take everyone back home. He also explained to you how he will take you back home. You say, all of us are impure, whereas you are pure. Come and make us pure. You children didn't know how Baba would purify you. Until he makes you pure, what could you know? You understand that a soul is a tiny star. The Father too is a tiny star. However, he is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace. He also makes you similar to himself. You children have this knowledge, and you then explain it to everyone. Will this knowledge be told to you when you are in the golden age? No. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, is only the one, and he only teaches you at this time. Everyone has to have a life story. The Father continues to tell this to you, but you repeatedly forget it. You battle with Maya. You feel that you are remembering Baba, and then you forget him. The Father says, Maya is your enemy who makes you forget. That is, she makes you turn away your face from the Father. Only once do you children come in front of the Father. Only once does the Father give you the inheritance. The Father doesn't then need to come in front of you again. He changes you from sinful souls into charitable souls and the masters of heaven. That's all. What would he do if he came here after that? You called me and I came at my accurate time. I come every 5,000 years at my own accurate time. No one knows why people celebrate the birthday of Shiva. No one knows what he did. This is why they don't have a holiday, etc., on the birthday of Shiva. They have a holiday for everyone else, but no one knows that Shiv Baba comes and plays such a part. They don't know the meaning of it. There is so much ignorance in Bharat. You children know that Shiv Baba is the highest on high, and that he would therefore surely make human beings the highest on high. The Father says, I gave this one this knowledge and taught him yoga, and he then became Narayan from an ordinary man. He, Brahma, listened to this knowledge. This knowledge is only for you. It doesn't seem right for anyone else. You have to become that once again. No one else becomes that. This is the story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. All of those who established the other religions have taken rebirth and become Tamopradhan, so all of them have to become Satopradhan again. They then have to repeat their parts according to the status they attained. You are making so much effort to become elevated actors. Who is inspiring you to make effort? Baba. You become elevated and then you never remember him. You will not remember him in heaven. The Father is the highest on high, and he makes you the highest. Before Narayan is Sri Krishna. So why do you say that he changes you from an ordinary human into Narayan? Why do you not say that he changes you from an ordinary human into Krishna? Why does he not become Narayan first? First he becomes the prince, Sri Krishna. A child is a flower, whereas that one, Narayan, is part of a couple. It is those who are celibate from birth who are praised. Little children are said to be Sato Pradhan. You children should think that you will first of all become princes. The expression beggar to prince is remembered. Who is called a beggar? It is the soul in the body that is referred to as a beggar or a wealthy person. At this time, you know that all have become beggars. All are destroyed. At this time, you have to become beggars with your bodies. All the pennies you have will be destroyed. You souls have to become beggars, leave everything, and then become princes. You know that you will leave all the wealth and prosperity and become beggars and then return home. You will then go to the new world as princes. You have to discard whatever you have. These old things are of no use. After you souls have become pure, you will come down here to play your parts as you did in the previous cycle. The more of this knowledge you imbibe, the higher the status you will receive. Although someone may have 5 million at this time, all of that is going to be destroyed. We are once again going to our new world. You have come here to go to the new world. There is no other spiritual gathering where they believe that they are studying for the new world. It is in the intellects of you children that Baba first of all makes you into beggars and then into princes. If you renounce all your bodily relationships, you are then beggars. You don't have anything. There is now nothing in Bharat. Bharat is at present a beggar, insolvent. It will then become solvent. Who becomes that? Souls become that through their bodies. There are now no kings or queens. They too are insolvent. There is no king or queen with a crown. They neither have that crown of light nor a crown of jewels. This is the city of darkness. They say that God is omnipresent, which means that God is in everyone, that all are equal, that he is in the cats and dogs. This is called the city of darkness. It was the night of you Brahmins. You understand that knowledge, the day, is now coming. In the golden age, all are ignited lamps. The lamp has now become completely dull. It is only in Bharat that they have the system of lighting lamps. No one else lights lamps. Your lights have been extinguished. You were the masters of the Sato Pradhan world. The power that you had gradually decreased, and there is now no power left. The Father has come to give you strength once again. Your battery continues to be filled. When a soul has remembrance of the Father, the Supreme Soul, his battery becomes full. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vadana. 1. The play is now ending and you have to return home. Therefore, you souls definitely have to be made pure and satopradhan by having remembrance of the Father. It is now that you have to become oceans of knowledge and oceans of peace, the same as the Father. 2. In order to become a complete beggar, even in relation to your body, let it remain in your intellect that whatever you see with those eyes is all to be destroyed. You have to become a prince from a beggar. Your study is for the new world. Blessing. Instead of showing temporary miracles, may you create sparkling stars of imperishable fortune and become an embodiment of success. Nowadays, because some people came down from up above last, they have temporary powers. They have a satopradhan stage as a result of their purity, and they show limited temporary miracles. However, that success does not last because they pass through the three stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo in a short time. You pure souls are constant embodiments of success, and so instead of showing miracles, you make souls point forms of sparkling light. You create sparkling stars of imperishable fortune. And this is why everyone will come to take just a drop from you. Slogan. When there is an atmosphere of unlimited disinterest, cooperative souls will become easy yogis. Om Shanti.